Everybody mute themselves, please.
First of all, person called Achsania. Our Emma says, wondering where's Achsania? Achsania was Achzogin Azoi. Our pshat is, everyone who joins in the share, goes by Zoom, by ID. There's all types of different, various methods of coming to share nowadays. You can do it on a phone, or you can do it, people zoom into share. And then the share zooms, and there's people who sit here. And there's hundreds of thousands of people around the world listening to the Shia. So there's Kanainara and Achdus. Now one might ask, what's the Yisoid of Achdus? We're talking about Berksim Mechsoid Achsanya. So the Yisoid of Achdus is Azoi. It states, Vayichen Shoma Om Keneged Aha. It states by Matan Torah, by Kabbalah Satori, it states by Klal Yisrael, it states Lachshin Yochid, Vayichan. And Rashi said, what do you mean by Yichan Loshin Yochid? We're talking about Klal Yisrael, and every other in the sea is Loshin Rabbim. Punk by Matan Torah, by Hasinai state, by Yichan Loshin Yochid. So Rashi, Ki Ish Echod, Belev Echod. Now it says two Lashon, it says Ki Ish Echod like one man, Belev Echod like one heart. What's the top of the Loshin? Say it like one man. That's one Shverika. Nochaz Achiz state, as by Matzah's Matzah, he state Dotem by Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain, they were very enraptured, they were distracted by what you literally call the green pastures. The grass was green on the other side. They literally wanted the green pastures, as Rashi explains it like that they wanted their sheep, they wanted for agriculture, they wanted to stay Me'evar Yarden, they wanted to stay on the eastern side of the Yarden, and they didn't want to go into Mamish, into Eretz Yisrael proper. And they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to remain here. And they made a united front of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. And they came to Moshe, and he says there, Vayoyime Bnei God. And Vayoyime Loshin Yochid, I'm talking about Bnei God, Vayoyime Loshin Yochid. So Rashi, Ki Ish Echod. What is Ki Ish Echod? Why Ki Ish Echod? Why didn't it say Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod? Why did Matan Torah say Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod? And here by Bnei God Bnei Reuven, it states not only Ki Ish Echod, but it doesn't say that key word, Belev Echod. Why did not add on Belev Echod? The answer is Azoi. What is the Emes Tikkei Achdus? The Emes Tikkei Achdus is when everyone comes together for Torah. But Torah is not just Ishechot. Ishechot is a physical unity, like a trade union. You get together because you want to achieve something in Gashmir. That is Ishechot. That was Bnei God Bnei Reuven. But by Matan Torah, by Ruchnias, when people get together, it's not just Ishechot, it's Belev Echot. The ganze heart, Kutcher, Richa, Barasa, Yisrael, Chatu. Everyone together, Mamas Belev Echot. So here, Kanai Nahara, there are thousands of people listening to this year. It's all not just Ki Ish Echod, Mamas Belev Echod. This is Emes Tikkei Achdus. I want to talk about a bit about the Yonim of Birkas Hamazon. The first Zach is, as everyone can ask a Shaila, what exactly is Min HaTorah, the Chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon? Everyone knows that you've got to sit down with Birkas Hamazon, and if you be Mekayim or Chalta B'Savot HaBarachta, which is in Haidik of Sedra, if you had Sevir, and then Yechayev Bikas and Mozim Min HaTorah. Never mind Min HaRabbanan, it's one of the few brachos which is Min HaTorah. Another big brach which is Min HaTorah is Bikas HaTorah, which is before learning. But Bikas and Mozim, which is after eating, is Min HaTorah. I don't know if there's any other brach which is Min HaTorah. So that is a unique aspect about it, that it's a brocha which the Torah commands us to make. Most brachas, Bikas HaReach, Bikas HaNenim, Bikas HaMitzvah, is all the Rabbanan. It's a unique. Biggest one, yes, yeah. The bracha of giving others, the bracha of being mevorach, so to speak, baruch atu Hashem. That type of bracha, there's only two brachas, as far as I know, because of Torah and because of Mosul. The question is, what exactly is the nusach that person is chayev min haTorah for because of Mosul? So the Gemara's mashma. Gemara's Mashma in Gemara Brachas Mem Chesam and Beis. I read out the Gemara in Brachas Mem Chesam and Beis. There it brings down Mamish the Makoyer, where you see what is Min HaTorah. Obviously, it also makes a difference if a person's not sure what you benched. Okay, you've got to bench the first three brachas. If it's a sofik, because sofik derives from chumri, you've got to make the first three brachas. But Toba Meitiv is basically the rabbanon, so you don't have to. But still, nevertheless, you want to know what part of the nusik is exactly minatoro. What's the main theme that is minatoro? The shnei to brachas mem chesam beis. Say Omar Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman, Moshe tikkun Yisrael b'kasazon. So the Eshes Achi is b'kasazon. Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin. B'kasazon is the first bracha, and this is azon is soilam, and that is min haTorah. And Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin that, and he formulated the first perik of b'kasamotin. Then the Gemara says, he formulated b'shor. Moshe Rabbeinu was formulated it when b'shor she yorad lehem mon. The Sveita Zach, which is called Bikas Aretz, Sveita in the Gemara, Yeshua Tikalem Bikas Aretz, Kivin Shenichnusul Aretz. So Noyde Lecha, and it goes together with Alakoyim, is Min HaTorah, which is mentioning the Shvacha Aretz, and the Shvacha Aretz is Min HaTorah, that's Zoyche Min HaTorah. And then the third bracha, which is Rachin no, and the Bnei Shalom, Baruch Hashem, Boi Nebrach Baruch Shalom, Amen. In David the Shalom, it took new, Boi Nebrach Shalom. David was Masakin on Shalom Echo, while the Shalom Echo, and Shalom was Masakin on Abayas HaKod of HaKodesh. So we see what the main theme is Min HaTorah that was Masakin. The question is, if we're talking about the Brochus itself, Baruch HaTu Hashem, how much of it is Min HaTorah? So we've seen, first of all, we haven't seen that every word is Min HaTorah. The main theme, the main aspects of Min HaTorah. And another, but the question is, how much of the brocha, when you say Baruch Atu Hashem, how much is that is Min HaTorah? The state of very interesting halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, brought in the Gemara, brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The question is, how much is Mamzer to get a Heitzik HaSaitun? It has a, there's a halacha like this. When a Yid, sometimes you go to a Yid and say, why don't you employ Yidin? Which is really the ideal thing to do, you employ a Yid. So he comes with his taina. His taina is, when it comes to a Yahrzeit, he doesn't come on time. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't come on time. When it's Rosh Chodesh, Mechanic HaZikha doesn't come on time. And when he's got to Lemishnai, he doesn't come on time. So tainas. So the Emes is that taina a richtige taina? Apia Gemara, it's a richtige taina. Apia Gemara, it's a richtige taina. I'm not telling people what to do, I'm just saying, the time of Gemara. The Gemara explains like this. When they used to have poilim, the poilim stayed that as a poilim was 60 minutes for an hour. Literally 60 minutes an hour. It wasn't like, imagine a Yid telling a Yid nowadays, I want 60 minutes an hour, they'd be called a cruel person. But Bizmana Gemara, 60 minutes was an hour. And you a Yid are working for me. And the Chazal went out of the way to be masakin takolot, and they don't have to make broch. They don't. How much they have to bench and how much they have to daven is only mamish was necessity. Less than that, they have to daven.
Down on the top of the tree when we're davening. Yeah.
Down on top of the tree. Waste, yes.
Waste time to go down.
Yes.
Also, they don't have to have
mincha. Could be, but it stayed in the Gemara. Sorry, and it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. I'll give you a stick of colour for the employees, because you might have tainas on this, what I'm saying. So I'll give you a colour for the employees later. But first I'll tell you beside the employer. State in the Gemara, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. State of this Gemara is in Brachas Memches on the base. And it's in the Gemara's. In the Gemara's later, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. State as the poilim should say, from the brachas, because brachas is an integral theme. Birkas Hamazon, brachas is a very integral theme of the halacha. They should say the first brachas and say Baruch Atah Hashem Azon Esakoyim. Noyed Alecha, they do not say Baruch Atah Hashem Alaretz V'Alamazon, but they simply join it up with Birkas or Birkas Rachina, and they in the end say Baruch Atah Hashem Boi Nebrach Baruch Shalom Amen. So all in all, they only say two brachas. They say the three themes. The three aspects, main aspects, which is Min HaTorah by Birkas Hamazon, but Legaba the bracha, they only make two brachas. They skip out the middle bracha. When I say they skip out the middle bracha, I'm talking about saying the word Baruch Atah Hashem, that's Pshat bracha. So they skip it out, Baruch Atah Hashem, they skip out those words. So So the question is, how could the Chazal, why the Poilim skip out those words, why? In order that they should hurry up, they've got work to go to, they're having lunch in the middle of the working day, they've got to hurry up, and therefore they've got to skip over it, and they've got to say as short as possible the Birkas HaMazon. So the question is, if so, how could the Chazal, just for the sake of the employers, be Oika a Din HaTorah? The Din HaTorah should take three brochas, we saw in the Gemara there's three brochas in the Torah. How could the Poilim be Oika one of the brochas? So the answer is, the difference is simple, one teretz was the main teretz the Shasim brings down, Apshat is, as Minat Torah, it never said it had to be three brochas. Actually, it's only one brocha. Minat Torah, there's three concepts, there's three themes. The three themes are as follows. One is Birkas Hazon, one is Birkas Haaretz, and one is Alamachon Yishlayim, and Abayit Yigodah Bakudish. There's three main themes. But Minat Torah is not necessarily three brochas. It could be two brochas, as we see that poem is two brochas. Derech Agav, just in case the employees come with tainas, as how can they say such a thing? But for Esya, encouraging the employees with such a... It doesn't sound right. Flat nowadays, it's very bad to put lachas on anyone nowadays. So how can they say such a thing with Esya? So the answer to that is, Taka, in Sif Beis, here's an encouragement for the employees, V'ainu ha'intik ha'saitan, Le'olam mevorchin as the point of down the old brachas she'ain derech ben nei odom le'achshav lakpid. So nowadays employers are meant to be a bit more soft. But the main thing I wanted to bring out that halacha just to show what is mamas the integral theme in HaTorah. Now the emes is azoy, as in Birkas Haaretz, if we focus on Birkas Haaretz, we can ask a shayla azoy. I want to ask another shayla. In Birkas Haaretz, what words are exactly min HaTorah? Which was exactly Min HaTorah? So obviously, Shvach HaOretz is, you say, Al Eretz Chem Da Tzoyva Rechava, Al Eretz Chem Da Tzoyva Rechava, Al Shison Hashem Ken Ben Tzayim. Now you say to Ich in the Gemara, as there's also a very important theme, important concept, idea of saying Bris HaTorah. So I want to ask you, Shaila, what is the whole union of Bris and Torah suddenly in Birkas Haaretz? We say, Vabrischo Shukhsamti Bisreinu, Vatirosho Shimimadatoni. So I want to ask two shalas. Eshtens, how important is this theme of Bris Vatira? Sveitens, how does it negate to Noshim? Because are they in Bris or in Torah? So we have to understand this. So the Gemara says that it's anyone who did not say Bris, I did not say Torah, in Birkas HaMazon is not being Yotzer. Why? Because that was the Hecha Timtza to be Neuchel HaOretz. B'schus HaTorah, and brings Pesukim. B'schus HaBris Mila, Klal Yisrael was Zeuchel to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, one says Noida, and unfortunately skips out a few words. Actually, it doesn't matter so much, but as long as he said the main word, which is Eretz, Eretz about Eretz itself, Eretz comes over Chava, and he also has to say Bris v'Torah. If he missed out Bris v'Torah, then he hasn't been Yotzer. Now I want to ask a question. This idea that a person hasn't been Yotzer, if not saying Bris v'Torah, is that Min HaTorah was he mechuyav to say Bris v'Torah? So that already is a question the Bir Halacha asked two studim. One said, since this was the build-up to Eretz Yisrael, these two schosim, Yosef to Yisrael, have had this Min HaTorah. The other side is, no, it's not Mamish Min HaTorah. Why? Because it's not Eretz, but it's grace to chosim, that person Zoycha to Eretz Yisrael. The truth is, Bir Halacha brings that if a person stands very interesting, when a person benches, it's the Ma'ilin Chesorin. A person benches, very often he benches according, it's like a conveyor belt, it goes a bit automatically. Presses the button and he starts, and then he realizes 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, let's say, he's finished. What would he say on the tower? He's on a conveyor belt, unfortunately. But the fortunate Zach is, say, on Sada Toyim, as a bad it's not right to do that. On Sada Toyim is, as up the Vira Locha, a person can assume that he said everything. he said everything richtig. Because he's so used to saying, he didn't have to worry, did I say bris? Did I say Torah? He said it, don't worry. Everything goes up. Because he's going, the formulator is going according to Shiklas Lashayne, as he zichet did say. The question is, there is a very interesting shaila, and we'll come to this later by bris for Oretz, very interesting shaila, are women mechuyev birkas hamazon min haTorah? That's the shaila. A very big shaila in the Gemara, the nusach and brachos daf kaf on the base. Oh, sorry?
Why wouldn't
it breathe oral? Oh. Behemoth says Rav Yossi Frick Gavaldi. Why is it as well to get kasha?
No, Mr. Sages Man Grumman.
Oh. So the Gemara let it do. The Gemara speaks through all this. The Gemara, it goes like this. The Mishnah state, Noshim Chayovis Bebikas Atreira. Noshim or women or Chay Bebikas Atreira. Frick the Gemara is Pshita. According to one that's in the Gemara, it's Pshita. And it's maximum the way the Gemara said it, it's mitzvah say shaloyas man grama. So why the women should be chayav? The Gemara says there haven't been it. So maybe mitzvah says shaloyas man grama because it says three times it didn't say boika, b'tzraim, b'erev. It's maximum. It's a bit like mitzvah says shaloyas man grama. We have thought the potter. So the either side as well as it could be potter. But enochonami the pashtus. Going back to the original Shaila, the Pashas, Rav Yossi is right, as a Pisvara, first of the Shaila, we'll go to that Gemara. A Pisvara, they should be Chayev, state in the Mishnah of the Chayev. The question is, are the Gemara clad, or the Chayev with Rabbonim and the Torah? So Yossi, Rav Yossi Sander, is asking, about the Gemara should be Chayev in the Torah, may it taste in us. So the answer is, we'll see how the Gemara clears. Why the Gemara has a sad? I told you one sad, but there's a question about that Gemara. I'll tell you the sad I'm going to talk about. Why there is a sad that women should not be chayv min haTorah? And only midrabbanan. Lamai nafkamina. The nafkamina is if a woman's mesupik did she bench a lot. That is quite common, unfortunately. People are mesupik did the bench a lot. They got up from the meal and they come back quarter of an hour later and did the bench. Some of them did bench, some didn't bench, and not sure did I bench as well. And they can't remember. And they try to remember before and after, but they can't remember the benching. Unfortunately, it happens. So they can't remember the other bench a lot. So if they're chay min haTorah, then sofer as l'chumra, then you've got a bench again. But if it's only drabbanan, it's open sofer drabbanan kula, by all bracha, you say sofer drabbanan kula, and you don't make the bracha again, so you don't have to bench again. So therefore, it's a great nafka min, are they chay min haTorah, or the chay min drabbanan. So to understand, you say the shayla, what's the shayla? The chorah should be chay min haTorah. So mitzvah say, she'ein as man groma. So it should be chayim in a Torah. So the Gemara deals with Yossi Shaila, and the Gemara says as well. The Gemara says that since they are not in bris with Torah, we mentioned that an integral theme of Birkas HaOretz, and Birkas HaOretz is one of the three main themes of Birkas HaMazon min haTorah. One of the integral themes, whether it's a chid to actually say it or not, is a question of Tzara Tzrabon. But nevertheless, an integral theme is bris with Torah. And women are not in bris with Torah. But Emma says, there's two stodim how to limp shat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, they're not in the Oretz. They're not in the Oretz. And, by the way, another nafka minute also, if they drive to Drabonon, if a man ate kadei sevir, he's chayim in a Torah. And let's say the man choyle, can he bench him? He can't bench. He doesn't know how to bench. It's chayim in a Torah. So she could be moitzim. Let's say she ate also kadei sevir, and she could be moitzim. But if she's only drabbanan, she can't be moitzim. So that's another nafkah. Yeah. In fact, interesting enough, the Gemara didn't explain why it's like this. The Gemara declares the shayla on noshim because Moshe drives to drabbanan. And the Gemara explains the nafkamina to be moitzi someone as a barchiyuba. Another nafkamina is like we said, someone's had a sofik, did he bench or not? A woman had a sofik. Now the question is, and we'll go back to Yossi Shaila, is why should it be drabbanan? The Gemara itself didn't actually explain why it's drabbanan. The Gemara didn't say anything. It says, the machlokes rishonim. One side is Rashi said, one rishonim say, azoy, that they're not in the integral theme of our Oretz. because they never got Nachlas Oretz. They never got Nachlas Oretz. Oh, I was waiting for that. So now I met Fred Menoslachot. But they didn't get the Nachla, but Shas the Goyro. They got it from the father. But the original people who were Noichal the Oretz were only the man. At the time, the Goyro. So that's one sad why they should not be included in Bikkur Mazon. Since the Oretz is such an integral theme of benching, and they're not including the Oretz, therefore they're not including Bikkur Mazon. There is a tie on that. Shev Levi. So the tie against that is not because Shev Levi got the Oremiklot, Shesh Oremiklot, Mebes Oremiklot, they got also a Migrash outside, 1,000 Amma, 2,000 Amma. So according to that side, they do, Koinim and Levim do have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Another side, sorry?
They
get migras, they get migras. They get migras. Every town gets a thing of migras, even the 48 Orelabim. They get a migras. Migras means feel something outside. But you're right, it's not Gavaldi. It's land not for Zaria, I think it's more for sheep plantation, not for everything. But it's some form of Yerusha. Yeah. And also the cities itself is Yerusha. Now, the other Rishonim says, why are women not included in Birkas HaMazon in HaTorah? They're not included in Birkas HaMazon in HaTorah because we said before, an integral theme, how are we Zoicha to Eretz Yisrael? Through Bris V'Torah. Women don't have Bris, and they don't have Torah.
Do have Torah.
So I remember wrong time, they do have Torah. The Pshat is that Torah is not a Chiyah V'Torah. They learn what they have to know for the halacha. There's no chiyuv of begitzah by yom ulayla. No chiyuv of turning the shema. Turning the Torah for the sake of learning. And zikha haven't got a chiyuv. So they're not included in the Torah. So mainly they're not in bris and they're not included in the Torah. So Taka bring their what? Yeah, and if they knew it, they don't have to learn it. Let's say a woman knows everything. She doesn't have to learn. No chiyuv. We have a chiyuv. Even in the kolot Torah kolot, we still have a chiyuv to learn. Have to learn and learn alone, and the Gemara state, there's no time in the day, never a second a day that you don't learn. The person Mechuyav comes to Torah away every single day. No Ptur. For men, no Ptur. So, and I can't remember, women's only Hechatim, it's not a Chim Sadat's way, it's not, yeah. So therefore, since women are not in bris and not in Torah, therefore they're not chayim in the Torah. That's the sad in the Gemara. They're not chayim in the Torah because they're not in bris in the Torah. Based on that attack is the Ramah, they don't even have to say bris for Torah because let's say they do bench, they don't have to say bris for Torah because they've got no shaykh to bris for Torah. The Mishmur brings out that nowadays hand-contacted, we all know it, they do say bris for Torah. He says bris is referring to the man and Torah is the taka. I do have some shaykh in Torah, so it's not a sheker that they say it.
But the kashrut is that Torah says a chalto sevot v'bracha, which sort of didn't say about bris or in the oretz. Why should not be chayav?
So I think a fret good, Rabbi Ram fret good. So the answer is the best way to answer what Rabbi Ram asked is memches amud beis. Dot and taka state the Gemara. As the integral theme of Brit Gemara Mekoyres, as the main nusach of benching, one of the main nuschos, the middle one, is because of Oretz, and Yeshua and Mesakanet, although it says Yeshua, it seems that Yeshua and Mesakan more than nusach, but it was already in a Torah, B'shach Matan Torah. And Yeshua was Mesakan because of Oretz, Kim Shinex was Oretz. So since it's such an integral theme of benching, that was looking at the women not including that nusach, therefore the mufka from the whole mitzvah. So we find, as shown as the Shaila in the Gemara, or the Chaim in the Torah Midravon. Now the question comes, how do we pass it? So the Shulchan Aruch, Taka, blind with the Shaila, by the way. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechabe is not sure. Mechabe the Mesupik, or the Chaim in the Torah Midravon. Mishmuru goes as well. Mishmuru said, Bezoi, therefore, if a woman's Mesupik, did she bench or did she not bench? Then, Mishmuru, the grace is such she didn't have to bench. Why? Because Al Tzad, it's only Drabbonim. it's all getting to put a sweat swaker, sovit drives a drabola, and then it's a sovit, it's not bench, even if you say it drives a sweat swaker, they don't have to bench. Then he brings other upgrades to say that they should bench, the Sharif Raim. Sharif Raim says they should bench. Now, one of the reasons is, the Bir Alok, very interesting, says that on the schois, the all Gemoras, no, the Beis Yosef brings two stones in white, it could be Dafka Duraisa, even though the Gemoras seem sent up for the Shiloh. One is because Robert was a Basroi, we always pass on at Robert. Robert's sad seems that he's Minat Torah. And there's another sad, also Mashmah above that in the Gemara that's Duraisa. So, the inner sad, if someone wants, if a woman wants to bench again, if she's Mesukkah, you don't be Moicha, because there is a sad. So, if a woman comes and says, should I bench or not? I'm not sure to the bench or not. So, there's two stars that Mishmur is quite known to say not to bench, but if she does, if she wants to, there's a sad to bench. Now comes a very interesting Shaila. I don't know if this could be called classified information. I hope I won't be accused of anything. This is from a safer that hasn't been printed yet. And I was privy to inside info from Karoivim of the Nifter Odom Godel Moed, of Falk Zatzal. And said, sure, it's going to be printed. So I hope it won't be accused. But I managed to get hold of this. Kiswiyat. And the evidence is a shayla from Mr. Feldinger in Basel, when a gefret Rafalka Zoy, as he heard that Rafalk said that a woman was not sure, did she say, would say, or not? It was a very common shayla. Person benches on Shabbos. Let's talk about a man. And he's not sure, did he say Ritzay or did he not say Ritzay? So he heard that Rafalk said, the woman's not sure if she said Ritzay or not, and say she should bench again. So Freck, Mr. Feldinger from Basel, Freck, his name is Remeir Feldinger. As he said, I don't understand. The woman's not sure if she benched or not benched. No, the Mishmur said she didn't have to bench again. Why? Because that should anyway drop on him. Now you're saying, you're not sure did she say or say or not. So, okay, both down say, did she bench or not? Because it's a very important part of the Nusuf, did she bench or not? So for a man, he's not sure whether he's got a chiyum in a Torah to bench, so he should go over it. Or even if it's not a chiyum in a Torah, they would say, but it's in the Nusuf of the first three brachas, so he should go over it. He should go over it. But by the woman, Besacha Koyel, you can rely on the Mishmaru that said you don't have to go over if you're not sure about benching. So why should she go over if I would say? As if Fred Arafalk, that's all. Sorry? So we won't go through all that now because I haven't got time. But Reb Chaim Fred Zegun. Let's talk about. We'll say she's got a key to say what's saying. So the Territ said 2 meals she's Mechoyim. A man is Mechoyim 2 meals to say what's saying. The third meal is. It's a chiyuv in benches, but it's not the same chiyuv like the first 2 meals. Because the meal itself wasn't a chiyuv to eat pas, the whole mahalach. But women have got exactly the same chiyuv as men. In kol dinei Shabbos, state in the Ran, it's got exactly where it stemmed from. Zochem Shabbos. And the Ran spells it out. He extends it not just to Kiddush, extends it to all Hilchos Shabbos. It's got a chiyuv to eat at least 2 meals. Why did I say 2 meals? Remember, says chiyuv to eat 3 meals. Well, on the third meal, shalashud is there's 4 shittas. In 1 shittah, you have to have bread. The other 3 shittahs, you have to have bread. You can have pasbob and kistin, and you can have bostadogim, you can have peiros. So it's not as common, therefore, the Gabbard would say it's more meiko. But the first 2 meals is zicha, you've got chiyuv to have bread. Now that chiyuv extends to ladies as well. So, but the question is, with all said and done, but she hasn't got a chibur because it's a modern, it's not so possible, so why does she have to go over it? So basically what Rafal says, he says very simple, he said, I want to ask a shayla, let's say a man, he's not sure, what's the halacha if a man's not sure, he said, let's say. So you say he goes over again. So Rafal, you know why he goes over again? Never mind because of the suffix. You can go up, because he did not say it.
All week you didn't say it.
It brings riots. The whole week you didn't say it. And you know, it's not wrong to show it. Let's say you have to think. Oh, didn't say it. So you have to think ahead. it's very similar to Mashi Baruch. You come from winter into the summer, and you got a chazok and you say Mashi Baruch, unless you're sure you didn't say Mashi Baruch. So Meila, just the Zal Bazach, I'm sure you can assume Al Shikra to show you didn't say it. And it's a chazok, and he brings a ride from Mashi Baruch, Mamas Kilos, a chazok. So everybody's always up to buy a Freud. The reason why he Paskin, it was true what Mr. Feldger heard. The rumor was true. The reason why Paskin, a woman is not sure if he said to say or not, or Yadav Yavi should go over it again, is because you can assume a Chazoka, she did not say Ritze. We'll finish off. I'll double take it and Falk Shua.